Let's turn to the Middle East, because speaking at a joint press conference with the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, President Trump yesterday appears to have reversed a long-standing US policy to support a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. To discuss this, I'm now joined on the line by Yossi Meckelberg, an associate fellow in the Middle East and North Africa program at Chatham House. So good afternoon, Yossi.
Good afternoon.
So what exactly did Donald Trump say yesterday?
Yeah, I think one of the problems with Donald Trump that he needs immediate interpretation. And he didn't say that he's against two-state solution. He just mentioned other option as viable as two-state solution, the one-state solution. But again, I don't think it was a thoughtful idea. It's one of these, you want this, it works for you, fine. If it doesn't work, let's look. It's all about the deal, because in his head, it's all about the deal. Everyone, you know, he's a great negotiator. Benjamin Netanyahu is a great negotiator. So all what you need is another negotiator, and whatever deal works for you, fine. But it's not a policy.
Now, can we just remind ourselves, what do we mean by the two-state solution and the one-state solution?
Two-state solution, it means that the people that live between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, in what used to be called Mandatory Palestine, will divide the land in which the West Bank and Gaza, give or take, would become a Palestinian state, and Israel stays as Israel, and then it, in a way it goes back to the partition plan of 1947, which was different in borders, but the idea that it's going to be an Arab state between these borders, between the river and the sea, and a Jewish state. In the circumstances of history, war, and the Jewish state was established, and Palestinian state is still awaiting to be established.
So what's the one-state solution?
Now, well, it's a good question, because how do you move from more than 100 years of conflict, necessarily war, even before 48, into setting one system of governance, one constitution, and so living together.
So the whole of Israel and the West Bank and Gaza, any occupied territories, all becomes one country. And as I understand it, does that mean that all citizens of that country would get the vote, including all the Palestinians and all the Jewish people as well? Is that right?
If it's a democratic state, you assume that all citizens have exactly the same responsibilities, which means the end of the Jewish state, because in due course it will get a majority of Arab people, Palestinians, that probably won't like to live in a Jewish state. The only way for a Jewish and democratic state to persist is by withdrawing from the West Bank and then creating a Palestinian state. If it's one, unless Trump thinks it's possible, which means deprive many of the citizens of this country of some or most political rights.
So looking at the two-state solution, which has been U.S. policy for so long, is it now viable, given the level of settlement building there's been in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, that actually if we did set up a separate Palestinian state, there are so many Jewish people living within the borders of that state, yeah, it would be very difficult for them and they'd have to be removed and they wouldn't want to do that. Can it work? Can a two-state solution happen now?
No doubt that the expansion of settlement, the fact that in East Jerusalem and the rest of the West Bank there are 600,000 settlers, Jewish settlers, make it way more difficult. But I don't think it makes it impossible. I think the window of opportunity is closing and closing quickly, and the more we hear about more and more homes are built, to make it more difficult. And it also makes any agreement, it needs to be more creative. For instance, swap of land. Well, which settlements will stay and which settlements will go. But it definitely doesn't help, but I think it's still possible. It also might need a functional a solution, which includes, for instance, a confederation that there are two separate states, but you move minimally people from place to place.
What do you think the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants deep down?
It's a good question, and I wish I could give you a good answer. But I'll try to, again, to provide some interpretation. I think that he is the status quo man. The problem, the status quo is never the same, though it sounds a contradiction in terms. The situation is getting worse. because it doesn't seem that he works towards a two-state, which creates by definition a more one-state solution, but he doesn't even this mitigate. I'm afraid that he's not a statesman, and the thing that he wants more than most is to stay as long as possible in power. But I don't see him as having any long-term strategic plan.
Do you think, what do you expect to happen in the next few years? Do you think we can actually see a lasting permanent settlement between Israel and the representatives of Palestinian people?
I think a lot of it depends what happens within their own communities, but also in the international community. The kind of very chummy approach that Trump and Netanyahu is not going to help, like sort of do me a favor and slow down expansion of settlements. The question is really the new administration is going to come with some robust ideas how to move forward. But again, I don't see a government in Israel is capable, and also the Palestinian polity is in disarray. So I think the chances that we'll see more of the same, unfortunately, maybe another round of violence. It's just to either it will come from within, but more likely from without, the international community continue what he did with Resolution 2334 at the end of last year and try to make it into a reality.
Gosh, that's quite depressing, but thank you for speaking to me anyway.
Sorry about it.
No problem. That was Yossi Meckelberg, an associate fellow in the Middle East and North Africa program at Chatham House.